Number eight.
Okay.
Discussion and possible action on resolution authorizing the issuance of Brazos River Authority Johnson County Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bonds of Series 2006. John Hall.
Thank you very much. These next two items, I'll introduce them, but I have negotiated a designated reader for these items, so Judy will help. The next two are really similar issues as SWATs. Go ahead to the next slide. There are three outstanding bond issues we have in regards to our Lake Granbury SWATs. You can see there's a Series 1997, Series 2001, Series 2002. The first two are available to be refunded or refinanced September 1st of this year. Certainly the reasons to do that is usually to save money because interest rates, you could get interest rates on the refinancing that are lower than the existing rate. That is the case in this case. And it would save collectively the customers, the five SWATs customers, those two issuances, approximately $100,000 a year if we refinance those first two issues based on current rates that we have right now. You see there's really no change in the bond covenants. They do maintain the maturities levels. At this particular point, you wouldn't anticipate refinancing them for a longer term. But so this is really to benefit our customers and is appropriate to do so. What I might add is that there are some other issues with SWATs that we're looking into as far as other types of ways to refinance, the potential to refinance this. As we have discussed in the past, we have had been involved in negotiations and talking with General Electric about the plan and things like that. That may or may not ever come to any fruition, but they could be, these issuances might need to be refinanced in a different way. What we needed to do is get the board's approval so that it gave us the flexibility between now and September 1st to act in what's the best interest of the customers in the Brazos River Authority. So this gives us the authority to just refinance these bonds in basically a normal sort of approach, but that there may be something different, in which case we might choose not to refinance them between now and then, because if you refinance them, it then limits your ability to further refinance or to refund them at a later time. So if we think that something might cause that we want to do, we might choose not to refinance them. But we wanted to go ahead and get the approval to be able to do that so that we can act expeditiously to the benefit of the customers. Next slide. Okay, that was it. Anyway, any questions? So we're talking about the two bond issuances. Again, this is contract revenue debt. It's guaranteed by the customers that we have at SWATs. This is, of course, it's in our name, but it's really their debt from the standpoint of their liability and obligations. And everything we're doing is really to their benefit at this particular point. And again, there's two debt issuances. We're talking about the 1997 debt and the 2001 debt, so that's why there's two agenda items and two resolutions that will have to be read as a result of this. And again, these were prepared by our bond counsel, McCall Parkers. Any questions?
If there are no questions or comments, John, go ahead and read the resolution.
Okay. Pass that to torture.
All right.
Good morning. All right, here we go. Banking and Finance Committee resolution authorizing the issuance of Brazos River Authority Johnson County Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bonds, Series 2006, AMT. The action. To be hereby resolved that the Banking and Finance Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Whereas additional terms used in this resolution, not otherwise defined herein, are defined as set forth in the Series 2006 Bond Covenants Agreement, AMT, the agreement, hereinafter authorized, and whereas authority is duly created and is lawfully operating under the Authority Act, all pursuant to and in furtherance of the proposed Article 26, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas, and whereas the authority is authorized by the acts and the applicable laws of the State of Texas to exercise the powers therein granted, in order to provide for the conservation and development of surface waters of the Brazos River Basin for beneficial use. And whereas the authority, in cooperation with the district and others, heretofore found and determined that facilities for withdrawal, treatment, and delivery of water from Lake Granbury should be acquired, constructed, and maintained in order to provide for the delivery of treated water from Lake Granbury to point to deliver in Johnson County and environments and environs. And whereas in the accomplishment of said purposes, the board authorizes the issuance of and sold its Brazos River Authority Johnson County Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Bonds, Series 1987, which bonds were subsequently refunded by the board through the issuance of Brazos River Authority Johnson County Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bonds, Series 1997, the refunded bonds. And whereas it is deemed by the board to be appropriate and necessary at the time of issuance, negotiable revenue bonds pursuant to the acts and the contracts of the purpose of refunding all of the outstanding refunded bonds. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, Section 1, recitals, covenants, agreements, and amount and purpose of the bonds. The Board of Authority hereby incorporates the recitals set forth in the preamble hereto as if set forth in full at this place, and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. Additional terms used in the resolution are defined as set forth in the agreement subsequently in the form presented at this meeting, the terms of which are hereby incorporated herein, and if set forth in full at this place. The presiding officer, the assistant presiding officer, the secretary, and any assistant secretary of the board, and the general manager CEO are authorized and directed to execute the agreement. The bonds of the authority are hereby authorized to be issued and delivered in the aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $10,500,000 for the purpose of providing funds to refund all of the outstanding Brazos River Authority Johnson County Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bonds, Series 1997. Section 2, designation, authorized officer, date, denominations, numbers, maturities, terms, and sale of bonds. A, designation, authorized officer, each bond issued pursuant to this resolution shall be designated Brazos River Authority Johnson County Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bonds, Series 2006 AMT, subject to paragraph C of this section, as authorized by Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, as amended, the general manager CEO of the issuer is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the issuer. B, term of bonds. Initially, there shall be issued, sold, and delivered hereunder fully registered bonds without interest coupons numbered consecutively upward payable to the respective initial registered owners thereof and to the registered assignee or assignees of the bonds or any portion or portions in the denomination of 5,000 or any integral multiple thereof maturing not later than 40 years from the date of the bonds, payable serially or otherwise on the dates in the years and the principal amounts respectively and dated, all as set forth in the certificate of the authorized officer. Sale of bonds, C. As authorized by Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, as amended, the authorized officer is hereby authorized, appointed, and designated to act on behalf of the board in selling and delivering the bonds and carrying out the other procedures specified in this resolution and the agreement, including determining and fixing the date of the bonds, any different or additional designation or title by which the bonds shall be known, the price which the bonds shall be sold, the years in which the bonds will mature, the principal amount to mature in each of such years, the aggregate principal amount of the bonds within the maximum amount set forth in Section 1 hereof, the rate of interest to be borne by each such maturity, the principal and interest payment periods and dates, including the dates of making deposits of the debt service fund, the dates, price, and terms upon and at which the bond shall be subject to redemption prior to maturity at the option of the board, as well as any mandatory sinking fund, redemption provisions, procuring municipal bond insurance, and approving modifications to this resolution and the agreement, and executing such instruments, documents, and agreements as may be necessary with respect hereto. If it is determined that such insurance would be financially desirable and advantageous, and all other matters relating to the issuance, sale, and delivery of the bonds. The authorized officer acting for and on behalf of the issuer is authorized to arrange for the bonds to be sold at negotiated sale to an underwriting syndicate managed by an organization to be announced and to enter into and carry out a bond purchase agreement with such underwriters of the board at such prices in the aggregate principal amounts not exceeding the maximum amount set forth in Section 1 hereof. With such maturities of principal, with such interest rates, and with such optional and mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, if any, in all other matters as set forth herein. The bond purchase agreement shall be substantially in such form and substance as presented to the board concurrently with the adoption of this resolution, with such changes as are acceptable to the authorized officer, provided that the price to be paid by the bonds for the bonds shall not be less than 95% of the initial aggregate principal amount thereof, plus accrued interest thereon from this date to their delivery, and no bond shall bear interest at a rate greater than 10% per annum. The authorized officer is further authorized for and on behalf of the issuer to approve any official statement and any supplements thereto relating to the bonds and referred to in such bond purchase agreement. It is further provided, however, that notwithstanding the foregoing provisions, the bonds shall not be delivered unless prior to their delivery the bonds have been rated by a nationally recognized rating agency for municipal long-term obligations as required by said Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code as amended. Section D. In establishing the aggregate principal amount of the bonds, the authorized officer shall establish an amount within the amount authorized in Section 1 hereof, which amount shall be sufficient to provide, inter alia, for I, the funding of the reserve fund, if necessary, 2I, the payment of the cost of insurance of the bonds, 3, the refunding of the refunded bonds, and 4, positive present value debt service savings to the issuer with respect to the refunded bonds. E. It is hereby found and determined that the refunding of the refunded bonds is advisable and necessary in order to restructure the debt service requirements of the issuer, and that the debt service requirements of the bonds will be less than those of the refunded bonds, resulting in a reduction in the amount of principal and interest which otherwise would be payable. The refunded bonds are subject to redemption at the option of the issuer, and the authorized officer is hereby authorized to cause all of the refunded bonds to be called for redemption on the respective date or dates consistent with the savings analysis set forth in Section 2D hereof, and the proper notices of such redemption to be given, and in each case at the redemption price of par plus accrued interest at the date fixed for redemption. The authorized officer is further authorized to enter into and to execute on behalf of the issuer an escrow or deposit agreement with respect to the refunded bonds, if appropriate, or required by law, substantially in the form and substance as presented to the board concurrently with the adoption of this resolution, with such changes thereto as shall be approved by the authorized officer, which escrow agreement will provide for the payment in full of the refunded bonds. In addition, the authorized officer is authorized to purchase such securities with proceeds of the bonds, to execute such subscriptions for the purchase of the United States Treasury securities, state and local government series, and to transfer and deposit such cash from available funds as may be necessary or appropriate for the escrow fund described in such escrow agreement. Section 3, immediate effect. The resolution shall be effective immediately from and after its adoption.
Thank you very much. You've heard the reading of the resolution. Do we have a motion to approve?
Mr. Chairman, there's a minor correction, I believe, in Section 1. The first sentence following the title of Section 1, it says the Board of Authority. There's no such entity that we need. It's Board of Authority or something. But at the end of the item, it says Board of Authority. They're incorrect.
I'm sure that means the Board of the Authority, which means the Brazos River Authority.
Yes, sir.
Barney, do we need to change anything on this? I mean, it's talking about the Board of the Brazos River Authority.
Just type a word left out, I guess. It's an oversight.
I think this one here, I think the Board of Authority.
Yeah, we just need to add the word D.
All right.
We'll define authority in the intro.
All right, the change will be made and presented to the full board meeting.
I move adoption, Mayor.
All right. Motion by Bob. By Jan, second.
Second.
Suzanne Baker, seconds. Call the roll, please.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Director
Director Thatcher?
Yes.
Director Fabian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Pena?
Yes. Thank you.